Hello and welcome to the Unbundled Attorney Mastermind Podcast. My name is Dave Ahrens and I'm the co-founder and CEO of Unbundled Attorney. In this podcast, we interview many of our provider attorneys, as well as some of the leading experts in the industry to isolate the best practices for building internet-generated leads and how to ethically and effectively offer unbundled legal services and other more affordable options in your practice. For more information about our services, visit www.unbundledattorney.com. All right, I'm really excited for today's episode. Today, we're going to be interviewing the CEO of Lexicata, Mr. Michael Chasen. And I'll let him explain what Lexicata is, but essentially, it's an all-in-one intake and CRM for lawyers, helping them automate and streamline their sales and intake process. And we're making a big announcement today, which is that Unbundled Attorney has completed an integration with Lexicata. We are basically finishing up the final touches. We'll be launching it next week. And this basically allows us to post our leads directly into a Lexicata account. I'm really excited because this is going to automate and streamline a lot of the tasks that go into following up with clients, both to make the initial contact and also once you make the contact with the client and let's say they need some time to follow up or you know maybe they aren't ready to go right away. There's systems in place where you can stay in touch with them with a click of a button. So Michael's going to do a great job of not only describing the birth of Lexicata, how it came about, and what are the primary features that most attorneys are most excited about and taking advantage of, but it also we'll be talking about the integration and how that's going to impact lead generation. And then we also talk about a much broader topic, which is how lawyers are starting to implement these types of technologies in order to be able to deliver services much faster, much more efficiently, and start to compete in an internet-driven, tech-driven world. Once this integration is completely launched next week, the lead generation from Unbundled Attorney will be integrated into Lexicata, Lexicata integrated into Clio, and of course, LawPay integrated into Clio Payment. So your marketing, sales, practice management and billing all integrated into one system. So it's really exciting to see all these different technologies now available under one, not one platform, but a streamlined flow so that one integrates with the other, and all is available online with the click of a button. So let's get right into this interview. It's going to be a great opportunity for attorneys to learn a little bit more about Lexicata, learn a little more about the integration we've developed, and also a broader picture of how technology can help you start to leverage your time and streamline your practice. All right. Hey, Michael, welcome to the show.
Hey, Dave. Thanks. I'm excited to be here.
Yeah, this is going to be a lot of fun, man. We've been working together for some time. We've got a big announcement coming up here, but really looking forward to unpacking what the CRMs are all about. There's certainly been a trend towards attorneys being more technologically inclined, building more streamlined, automated practice. And you and your company has been one of the forefronts of that trend and enabling attorneys to be on that track. So really appreciate you joining us today to share some insights and give attorneys that maybe aren't familiar with Lexicata, CRMs, and some of these new technologies an insight on what it can bring to their practice. So thank you so much.
Yeah, I'm excited. I love talking with people who are more on the lead generation side of things. I think we really understand each other and what the industry really needs as a whole.
Yeah, well, thank you. And we certainly see the value in developing systems that can help lawyers be more effective, automate things that are repetitive or things that are doing over and over again and allow them to do things faster and more efficiently. So that's certainly something that you guys do at Lexicata. And so I'm looking forward to learning more and having you share a little bit more about what you guys do. So maybe that'd be a good place to start is just explain, just in a real simple way, what Lexicata is. Obviously I know it's a CRM that focuses on intake and conversion, but maybe you can unpack that briefly and then maybe we can get a little bit of background on how it came to be.
Yeah, sure. Do you want me to start with the background or just kind of describe Lexicata a little bit?
Yeah, maybe give like a general understanding of what Lexicata is, and then that'll help give some context to why you found it in the first place.
Sure. Yeah. So Lexicata, what we are is basically the number one CRM and client intake software for lawyers. We focus only exclusively on law firms, and we basically focus on two main things. One is going to be people, what we call people management, right? That's what CRM stands for, client or contact relationship management. So we help you manage your referral relations, your professional relations, as well as just your general contact, leads, clients, those types of people. And then more on the intake side of things is going to be more the conversion of people, right? So whenever you're basically tracking people in a CRM, traditional CRMs basically are more built for marketing and sales, where our CRM is more developed to help you convert your prospects into clients. And that's really what we do. So we focus on like intake forms, automated engagement letters, e-signature, all the tools that will really help you convert those leads into clients.
Okay, awesome. So in other words, a way for you to keep track of all the leads, understand where they're at in the buying funnel, and then also have systems, templates, or whatever it may be in order to continue to maintain and be, stay in contact with those clients?
Exactly, right? Nurture that relationship, right? A lot of leads come through referrals. So it's not necessarily about the quote unquote sale because they might already be sold coming in. It's more about keeping that relationship fresh and keeping it on the right track to get them to hire you as quickly as possible, because the longer it takes them, the more expensive of a process is for you. And also just getting them to make sure that you're the right person. So it's all about that just whole process around getting yourself hired as quicker as long as that may be, and really assisting with the transaction and making sure that that goes as smoothly as possible.
Yeah, making it easiest for people to, you know, click a button to retain you and all that kind of stuff. I mean, and
exactly.
It's one of the things I've really appreciated about, you know, learning more about your product and Lexicata and the power that it has to help lawyers be more efficient and keep track of clients and also effective at converting them into paying customers from prospect to, you know, paying clients is that, you know, technology is still, you know, we're in an industry that's quite conservative per se, or at least it hasn't embraced technology in the way other industries have, like internet marketing or, mm-hmm. you know, some other, you know, internet-based type of businesses. And, you know, I think mm-hmm. a lot of attorneys may not, you know, appreciate or embrace the power of a CRM like, you know, other sales-based companies or things like that in other industries may. So, you know, what was it that you saw when you originally started to think about getting Lexicata going, and how do you see that it impacting lawyers' firms in the future?
Yeah, so interestingly enough, we didn't really think about Lexicata and starting it up. It kind of just happened. So basically the background story is, my business partner and I, Aaron George, him and I went to law school together. We were in the same group of friends. We played ball together and we just kind of, would just hang out. And basically one day while we were having lunch, someone came up to him and said, "Hey, Aaron, I've got a great idea for an app." And we were like, "Okay, well, what is it?" We're like, and then I kind of was just sitting there listening. I'm like, "Aaron, why is he asking you about apps?" He's like, "Oh, I actually build iPhone apps, like games and things like that." And I was like, "Oh, that's really interesting. I didn't realize you had a background in entrepreneurship." I too had a background. I'd started a couple different companies in college and different organizations in college. So I had some background. I said, "Let's join up and do something together." So basically what we did was we started effectively what was a very highly catered and highly targeted lead generation software for lawyers. So basically what it was, hey, I need a lawyer. You come to our website and then you submit a proposal. Like, I need a DUI attorney or a contract attorney. And then they would send in leads, or the leads would go out to the lawyers and the lawyers would say, "Yeah, I'll do that for this price." And it was all tech driven all through the platform. Basically, two things happen. One, the clients would complain. The clients would complain for one main reason. They would basically say, "I love the software called LawKick. I love the website. It was awesome. This lawyer sounds good, but it's a crappy experience." And what they meant by that was, they would talk to the lawyer would take them offline, and then they would send them like a paper form or a PDF, or ask them to pay with check, or send them a PDF to have to download, sign, print, send, upload, all that stuff, and they hated the experience. And then on the other side of things, the lawyers were complaining that they weren't getting hired, which is a constant issue that any lead generation or any marketing person is going to tell you is the conversion rate is not high. And we basically figured out that the clients were all hiring someone, just not the lawyers. And we basically would talk to them about their sales process. And they said, "We are not following up with these people effectively. I'll send one email. Yeah, I can help you. And then I never hear from them." So we basically said, "Are you crazy?" Like, what? We didn't realize that this was the case, that law firms did not use any kind of sales or like lead management platform. So we basically said, "If we can kind of help with at least the intake forms, would you use that?" And pretty much unanimously, all of our users, all of our lawyers on LawKick said, "Yeah, I would." So we built a very basic version, and that's kind of what the genesis of Lexicata was. We thought it was just going to be a tool to assist our law cake lawyers to better convert people. And then very quickly, everyone started getting wind of it, and they're like, I want this, and people outside the platform started asking for it. And that's kind of where it came from. We originally set out to just solve the problem on our platform, which was converting leads into clients, and we didn't realize it was an industry-wide problem until it started getting really requested across the board.
Yeah. So maybe what you could share first to give attorneys that are listening a little bit better understanding, what are the key features or key components of the Lexicata platform that make it easier for attorneys to enroll their clients, you know, electronically, or just make it easier for them to convert those prospects into paying clients?
Mm-hmm. Okay. So we could kind of break those tools down into two segments. One is going to be what we call the CRM segment, which is going to be more of like the sales and lead management. And then one is going to be what I call the intake segment, right? So like the intake is more about the actual transaction, whereas the CRM is more about just like tracking people generally. So on the CRM side of things, we have a lot of cool stuff. One of our core elements is going to be what we call our tags feature. A tag is basically like a keyword or a label that you can assign to people. So for instance, for Dave, I might want to put tag good looking or tag, you know, tech or tag like marketing or something like that, right? Some sort of category or industry that it's a part of. If I'm like an estate planning lawyer, I might want to tag them as high net worth, or I might want to tag them as hot lead versus cold lead, or I might want to tag them as, you know, marketing, so I know if they came through a marketing channel or not. And then you can run reports, do searches, all that kind of stuff. What you can also do is hook that up to like something like a MailChimp. But if you don't know what a MailChimp is a company that does mass email. So if you want to send out like a monthly newsletter to like a mass group of people, you'll be able to break your list up into groups. So that way you're not sending the same email to list X that you would be to list Y, because they're different types of people. So tags is going to be a really important feature. Now more on the, more of like the hybrid between the two of like intake and CRM. And this is where the line kind of gets blurred of like, that's why we combine the two together. First thing is going to be appointment scheduling. So we can help you with like consultations. So if you want to send out auto reminders before their consultations and confirmation emails, we help with that. We also have what's called a pipeline, which is basically like it's hard to describe, but it's basically a visual chart where you have columns for different stages of the intake process. So column one might be new lead received. Column two might be new lead contacted. Column three might be in consultation scheduled, and so on and so forth until they're actually retained. So this chart really helps you have a visual idea of where all your leads are at any given time. And then you also have things like email automation. So for instance, if someone calls your office, you talk to them, they say, I'm not ready to hire you. I'm thinking about buying an estate plan in 6 months from now. Well, you can set up a series of like 5 emails in the future to go out to them. You can also do things like online intake forms. So rather than asking them to fill out a PDF or a piece of paper, you can send them something online that they can fill out on their phone, tablet, or computer. And then also you can use that information to automate documents like an engagement letter or something like that. And then also electronic signatures. So they don't have to download and print. Again, they can sign like a retainer agreement or an engagement letter online through their phone, computer, or tablet. So all those tools together make a really comprehensive product that's going to help assist you through the tracking of the lead and the conversion of them into a potential client, which is obviously not only good for the law firm and organization, but it's a really good client experience, which makes them more likely to hire you in the future, more likely to refer you, and more likely to just have a good lawyer-client relationship from the start.
Yeah, exactly. And, you know, as you're saying that, I'm picturing, you know, what lawyers would do without these specific features. Like, for example, you know, you have that the online intake, where, you know, in the past, mm-hmm. lawyers would, you know, send out, you know, create a PDF or Word document with their, mm-hmm. you know, enter in, you know, write out the contract, you know, put in all the information, turn that into a PDF, email it. The client would then have to print that out, sign it, which means they'd have to have a printer, they'd have to, you know, have to do that, then scan it back up to their computer, and then, you know, send that back. And each of these little steps, you know, that take time, are a nuisance to the client. Just each, you know, there's an old saying that if you make clients work harder than they have to enroll in your products, you're screwed, because you're going to lose some people mm-hmm. in the process no matter what. And it's the same mm-hmm. thing with marketing, yeah. right? If we add additional steps that they have to go through just to like get connected to an attorney or, you know, to use a service,
you're going to lose people in the process. So what are the thing? What do you think are the things that you found have really been, you know, the biggest game changers for attorneys and just being really a lot more streamlined in their enrollment and in management?
Yeah, so I think there's a couple different areas of that. So the first thing is just going to be mental approach to doing things. You know, a lot of my friends who I went to law school with, they fall victim to the same thing. They are law, especially one, in particular, the ones that who went out and did their own firm. They are lawyers who happen to be running a business, not business people who happen to be running a law firm. So they just don't have the right mentality going in, right? Like, so you know, Dave, that when you put up like a form on a website, if you have 10 fields to fill out to buy a product versus two, right? Like, let's say you want to start a free trial on Clio. They're going to make it really easy. They're going to be just like, put your name and your email and that's it, right? I don't need a credit card. I don't need it because they just want you starting to use it and engage with the brand. A lot of lawyers do the exact opposite. And some of them should, right? If you're like a workers' comp attorney where you're getting 1,000 leads a month and there's no way you have the bandwidth and most of them are crappy leads, you should put up a little bit of wall, but 99% of firms shouldn't. So just making it really easy and understanding that your goal is to get as many people in the door as possible and curate those leads further down the road. So what a lot of law firms do, I remember when I was working for the Department of Justice, my first year of law school in the bankruptcy court, I saw some of these bankruptcy intake forms that they would make their clients fill out. And we still see them to these days. We literally, actually, we'll tell you a better story. We do setups for attorneys, like for our lawyers who sign up for Lexicata. We offer a setup package where we'll basically build out their whole account for them. We just got this week, it was a record, someone sent in a 71-page intake form. They make their client fill out a 71-page form before they retain them. I don't know who in the hell in their right mind, unless they literally love this lawyer till death do you part, would ever sit down and do 71 pages just to decide to hire a lawyer or not. So just putting up these barriers and getting out of your own way is going to be a really big thing. And then obviously the client experience too, having to do all that stuff on paper or pen rather than that makes a big deal. And then last thing I'll share is going to be, some people might be listening, might say, oh yeah, a lot of my clients come in person. Like if you're a criminal defense attorney, you have a lot of people come into your office and do in-person consultations. Well, obviously having software or any kind of online tool is going to help you with that too. Because if you walk through the process of what they would do, they come in the office, they have to come 20 minutes early. Why? They have to fill out paperwork. Then that paperwork has no time to be reviewed by the lawyer. Then let's say by the grace of God, they end up signing up the client. Now the client has to sit there in the office for 20 minutes while they draft up an engagement letter, print it off, then they have to sign it, then they have to upload it, and the law firm has to do all the data entry. That entire process can literally be expedited in a matter of 60 seconds or 2 minutes rather than 20 minutes. So it's a lot of time and money that's wasted on both sides.
Yeah, exactly. And you think about the way things are going as far as people's, you know, having access to a smartphone, having access to the internet, you know, especially the new generation that they've never known, you know, a rotary phone or there's most kids nowadays, you know, that are younger than 25 never have owned a printer unless they're, you know, in school and print it out. So, you know, it's a new industry. It's a new industry. It's a new marketplace. And, you know, nowadays a lot of people want to just do things electronically with a click of a button. And the more, it seems like the more attorneys can embrace that and make it seamless and easy for clients to be able to enroll and just and take it and just say, yeah, okay, that sounds good. And like, okay, click a couple buttons here, let's move forward. That's only going to lend itself well to the to having more of them want to retain and move forward with their services.
Yeah, and I think you're 100% right, David, but I think you're also focusing on a segment of the market, right? A lot of law firms work with older clients. Right. So like, for instance, estate planning, most people in their 20s are not using estate planning lawyers. It's people in their 30s, 40s and 50s. And especially if they're doing probate or elder law, people are in their 60s, 70s, 80s and 90s. So those tools are helpful, but they're not going to be across the board. What is helpful are going to be tools that assist the law firm with the process on the back end of things, right? So there's going to be like the operational, you know, workflow, right? Again, rather than having to do all the data entry and uploading and scanning and all that stuff that takes time. And obviously time is money because you're paying employees to do this for you. And if you're a solo, if you're not paying an employee, you're effectively paying because you have less time you can spend doing other things. But on top of that, is going to be actually tracking of people, right? If the more time you spend on admin, the less time that you can spend organizationally tracking these people through the process. So that guy that might take 6 months to convert into a client you have no way of following and tracking and keeping up with them if you don't have a system for doing that. And a lot of people try to use something like Excel or a piece of paper, like a folder system on their desktop. And that might work, but you're going to lose a ton of people. And obviously, the more people that you lose, the less money you make, which puts you further away from where you want to be, maybe hiring people for help, hiring admin staff, whatever it may be. So everything that you do when it's on paper and old school way, you're just compounding your own problem because you're not allowing you to get to where you need to be.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You know, and one of the things that is common in any sales organization selling any product, but certainly in the legal industry, is there's inevitably going to be folks that come in, they call your office, and you talk to them once, and they say, okay, well, let me talk to this person, or okay, well, the court date's not for a couple months, or they have to wait, and then they just fall by the wayside. Or they come in the office, and maybe for whatever reason, they don't retain right there, they have to get their resources together, and you know, what happens? Well, you know, normally that file might end up in a drawer, and you know, may not be heard from again. And so, you know, maybe you can talk a bit about how some of these tools and, you know, having these features available to them can help maintain that relationship, you know, without having to do the manual, you know, calling them and trying to keep in touch with them, you know, as, you know, a day-to-day task.
Yeah. So, I mean, that's the thing that like people just don't have time to do. Time or energy is like keep up with people, right? I have 40 people who are potential clients right now in my system. How am I going to find the time to do that? That's going to be where we have like automated sequences built in, right? And obviously you want to, you know who your client is and who you're talking to. But a lot of our like business firms, PI firms, criminal firms, they really use these features a lot. So for instance, one of our higher usage firms that we have, they have like, you know, 40 attorneys in multiple states. What they have is what's called drip marketing. Now, drip marketing is a term also called email campaign. It's a fancy term that basically means an automated sequence of emails. Now, a good example of how a firm might use this in our software is like this criminal firm. So what they do is basically when a client comes in, they call their firm, right? And they say, hey, I just got a DUI. Hey, I just got a this, I just got a that, right? And a lot of people don't know, but I think most people, like the majority of criminal offense firms, are retained within 45 minutes of the person first searching for an attorney. So when they move fast. So basically what they have is they have like an automated sequence that goes out. Like a minute after they get entered in the system, an informational email goes out. You just got a DUI. Here's what to consider, right? And then literally a half an hour later, another email goes out that says, hey, did you know our attorney was featured on CNBC talking about DUIs? Like blah, 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 right? So they really like send out an email sequence to get the client like really acquainted with the brand and really trust, right? A lot of lawyers don't realize this, but the number one reason why a client hires an attorney, the number one factor, they've done studies on this, is trust. So building that trust is really important. Now, if you're on a longer timeline, you might do an automated sequence to get them to stay in touch with you, right? So for instance, client comes into a consultation, doesn't hire you. That doesn't mean they're not going to hire you eventually, but it does mean they might forget about you or forget that they even need it. So a month later, they go out, hey, Michael, it's been a month since we did our consultation. Here's a blog that I wrote on why estate planning is important for families, right? 2 months later, hey, Michael, just want to check in and see how things are going. Thought you might be interested to read this other article on this, this, this. Or 6 months later, hey, blah, 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 blah. And you can do this for existing clients too. Hey, Michael, it's been a year since we did your will. It might be time to hop on a quick call and see if there are any revisions that we need to make, any big purchases that you made or any big debts that you acquired. Maybe we need to kind of talk through that stuff a little bit. So it obviously makes you look altruistic, but really what you're doing is trying to generate more business from those people. So a lot of cool things you can do with email marketing and email automation to not only keep the relationship fresh, boost your revenue, but also help educate the client. Because the more educated they are, the less annoying they are for you as a lawyer. Anyone knows that the more educated your client is, the less problematic they're going to be. So a lot of cool things you can get out of email automation.
Yeah, and I'd like to just highlight that for one more second, because you know it sounds like that email is like they would have to like custom send that to each client. But you know what I want to reiterate or make clear is that like you know each of these emails can be customized are built in such a way that the data in from the record, from each client record, can basically auto-populate into these emails so that the way the client receives that is, hey, this is a personal email from the attorney thinking of me 6 months later
and sending me this content that he feels is relevant to me. Wow, you know, that's pretty nice of him to be thinking of me. And so that's the perception of the client. But in the back end, these are things that are built out, you know, with templates and with systems so that they go out automatically for specific, you know, types of areas of law. So maybe can you shine a little bit of light on, Michael, like how, we don't have to get into the nitty gritty of it, but just, you know, helping lawyers understand like mechanically how that actually happens such that they can set it once and build it once and have that mm-hmm. system in place so that it's, you know, automated and streamlined and hands off and continue to maintain those relationships regardless.
Yeah. So, you know, the term that in at least tech that people use is going to be what's called scalability, right? Like economies of scale, scalability, right? That term being able to scale. So basically what that means is do some work up front and that pays dividends later, right? So basically what you have to do is all you have to do is click, like once you build your email campaign or email sequence or email automation, whatever you want to call it, once you build it once, literally, let's say, so let's use the example that I've already built it. And then I'm going through, let's say, Dave, we're going through your firm. So let's say I come to your consultation, I don't hire you. You can go into something like Lexicon. Again, we're not the only software that does this, but it's a really valuable tool what we do. You can click one button that says like post consultation email campaign, like start the campaign type of thing. And then what'll happen is those 5 emails over the next 6 months will go out to me automatically. So literally all you have to do is click one button and then potentially on a Saturday afternoon at 1 p.m., even though you're on the beach in Tahiti, I might be getting an email from you saying, hey, Michael, just want to check in and see how things are going, right? So really personalized. And it'll say, hey, Michael, and you can also customize the content and stuff like that. But the goal is obviously if you build different campaigns for different circumstances, remember I said at the beginning with tag, like list X versus list Y, you can have different content or emails go out to different people based on different circumstances. You can really build a very robust marketing funnel and sales funnel. Like that criminal defense attorney that I was talking about, he has a different email sequence for DUIs than he does for assault and battery, that he does for domestic violence, that he does for drug charges. He literally has it completely broken down, and he is literally some of the biggest revenue in the state that he's in. He literally is one of the most successful firms in the country. And that's why he's really built out his sequences. Now, not everyone's going to need the complexity that he needs, but it's really important, right? One of the things that I've learned as I've gotten older is passive income, right? You want to be able, like when you make investments, you want to be able to make money without having to do more work, right? I want to be able to make money on a Saturday, even though I didn't go into the office. That's basically what you're doing with these emails. You're saying, I still want to make communication and create interactions without having to do any extra work besides click a button 6 months ago. And the last thing I'll mention, which a lot of lawyers are concerned about, is the clients have no idea you're using something like a Lexicata. We're one of the few companies that does this, but we directly integrate with your email. So not only will this email show up in your sent folder, but the client can reply directly to it and it'll be just like any other normal email that you send. So the client won't have any idea that you scheduled this email 6 months ago. All they know is that there's an email in their inbox, which is really cool.
Yeah, this is really, really powerful stuff. And I think, you know, perhaps, you know, our perspective on it as being a lead generation company can really, it really lands and hits home as far as the benefits that can come from building this kind of system, especially when you've put a lot of work into marketing and lead funnels. You know, like you've spent all this money, like let's say there's lawyers that are doing, you know, pay-per-click marketing or they're doing TV advertising and they're generating all these calls or, you know, contacts on their website. You know, that's money that's gone out for these investments or even just getting referrals. They put time and energy in these relationships. The calls come in and, you know, if they're not doing what they, you know, everything they can, I mean, there's going to be a specific criteria of things that need to happen to optimize and convert as many of those calls into paying clients. You know, they got to be mm-hmm. called in real time. For those that don't get in touch with them, they need to follow up with them. They need to be reminders. There need to be, you know, all these different things to make sure. And if any of these tasks are not fulfilled upon, then that means that, you know, revenue or new clients, you know, are otherwise falling by the wayside. So it's just, mm-hmm. you know, to be able to have this much power of technology and these systems in place in order to, you know, to hit all those points without necessarily having to have a staff member doing every single one of these things themselves, not only, you know, eliminates a lot of the costs of having to hire the people to do those mm-hmm. things for you, you know, those employment, the labor costs, but also streamlines to make sure it happens no matter what.
Yeah. And I think, I mean, and I couldn't imagine you, Dave, like doing what you do, right? Like I've been in your shoes. I've gotten yelled at by lawyers being like, why the hell aren't these clients hiring me? And a lot of the time, as the old saying that goes, the buck stops here, right? Like, who's making the decision? And I was interviewed, I can't remember, it was either Forbes or the ABA did an article on like, what's the biggest mistake that lawyers are making? And I always said, that was my number one answer, was stop spending money on marketing until you have a system set up to handle the leads. Because it's like filling up a pool with water and having a complete and having a pipe leading out of the pool into the sewage system or into your front curb, just spitting out water. You can spend as much money as you want throwing water into the pool, but it's always going to leak out and you're just going to be wasting money. That's like what people do with what they call a leaky funnel is what they call it, right? So rather than spending money on marketing, people need to figure out their system. And keep in mind, I'm not here to necessarily say Lexicata is the end all be all that you have to use. I'm just saying you have to have something set up. It could be your own little proprietary system. It could be Lexicata. It could be a different system. But you need to have something established where you and potentially your staff, if you have it, knows what the standardized process is when a lead comes in the door. If someone calls you, whether through referral, through your website, through a lead generation software like Unbundled, you need to know how many touches you're going to do until you stop following up with them. You're going to need to know like what types of emails you're sending. You're going to need to know what the process looks like, because you have no idea like how many times we talk to attorneys that have literally 10 lawyers. They're doing $10 million in revenue a year, and they don't have a standardized process for handling a sales call. They're literally, well, sometimes the receptionist answers, sometimes the lawyer. It's ridiculous. And I don't know how it happens, but it just does. And again, it goes back to that, like lawyers running businesses, not business people running law firms. So I think that's the most overlooked thing, is not having a funnel or a system set up for your standardized thing. Like, I'm sure you do this for all of your clients, Dave, where you tell them, you know, like when you get a lead, these are the emails you should be sending. This is what you should be putting them through. These are the types of things you should be sending, almost like, you know, lead coaching. And I'm sure it helps your people a lot, but a lot of lawyers spend way too much money on marketing when they should be spending more time first establishing their systems and then building up the marketing funnel. And they'll make way more money on less marketing spend, or make even more money on the same marketing spend.
Yeah, exactly. And so I think what would be really helpful is, you know, one of the things that, you know, we're really, really pleased to announce on this podcast, and is something we've been working on for a very long time, is that we have now, Humble Attorney is basically, as of next week when this podcast episode is released, next week we're going to be launching an integration with Lexicata, so that every time an unbundled attorney lead is generated, the users, our attorneys, have the option, if they have a Lexicata account and our paid plan, the lead can be posted directly into their Lexicata account in real time. And so all of a sudden, these features are going to be immediately available to those lawyers to be able to hit all these major points that we talk about in this podcast all day long. You know, how do you become effective at fielding internet-generated leads and offering more affordable options to your clients? That's the theme of this podcast. Well, I mean, there's the key fundamentals. What are the fundamentals we talk about? Okay, responding to leads in real time. And then once you reach them in real time, if you don't get a hold of them, send them an email, send them a text message. Okay, you don't get a hold of them that first time, then you got to call them again during specific business hours. Okay, how do you remember to do those specific things at specific times? I mean, these are the types of things that, you know, if you don't have a system that's managing all that, it becomes really difficult to stay organized and know who, when you're calling, who's calling when, and then you got to keep sending out the same emails. So maybe we could talk about, Michael, just some of the key things that pertain specifically to lead generation that are going to help with, you know, increasing the conversion rate for attorneys that either are working with a lead generation program like ours and leads are being delivered, you know, into their account or into their email box, and, you know, how Lexicata can help with that. And then secondly, also just, you know, web forms that are being filled out on their own, because Lexicata not only works with lead gen, but of course, you know, forms that are being filled out on your website, phone calls coming into the firm, whether you're working with a Rubity receptionist or, you know, a phone service that's taking those calls for you. So maybe what we could do is unpack some of those features, you know, as each lead comes in, so that they can really manage and have the best chance at converting those leads.
Yeah. So first off, Dave, I'm super freaking excited about this integration. Like, I've I've been literally waiting since you and I met at what was Clio conference, in September of last year. I've been dying for this to happen. Like, this is where I think the future of the industry going, and really where I see the product heading, is real-time leads getting pulled into Lexicata, which is insanely awesome. So basically what happens is, not only with Unbundled, but these other integrations that you just mentioned that I'll kind of go through in a second. Basically what happens is, if let's say you a lead comes through Unbundled, it automatically pumps into what's called Lexicata's lead inbox. This is effectively your own little like email inbox sitting in Lexicata where these leads reside. Now, what that means is a couple things. One, if you get an email from Unbundled normally, there's a chance you might look at it on your phone and be like, okay, I'm going to come back to it later. And I don't know about you, I use an iPhone. It happens to me all the time where I mark an email as unread, and then for some reason it just gets marked as read. And there's a potential $30 lead that just went down the toilet, and a potential multi-$1,000 client that just went down the toilet as well. So what's nice is you'll never lose track of these people. What's also nice is how little work it takes to get them in the system. So once they're in the inbox, you can click one button that says intake this person, and you can have it automatically add them in, their name, their email, their phone number, all the information from that lead, like what location they are, like what they need help with. That stuff gets automatically pulled into Lexicata. So at that point, what you can do is you can click one button and said, send them an email. And that email might be an intro email. Hey, thanks for calling, Dave Aaron's law firm. Like, we're really looking forward to chatting. Expect a phone call from us in the next 10 minutes, right? And then what you can also do is obviously send the intake forms and all that kind of stuff, informational materials. Now, not only is that great for speed and efficiency, but it's great for organization, because now you can track them through the process, where if they don't reply, you can have a tickler come up a day later that says, hey, you never heard back from this person, make sure that you follow up with them. So that's going to be extremely important. And then what's also cool is you don't have to touch your keyboard. All you have to do is click around on the mouse. So the lead comes in, all the data is already in the right place. You just click a button and sends them an email, click a button, creates a task, click a button, creates a workflow, click a button, sends them an intake form, click a button, sends them an engagement letter. All this stuff is super easy to do. So it's going to save you time, energy, and create a better experience. And especially for the people, since one of the nice things, not nice things for Lexicata, but nice things for our Lexicata users, is we're big. We have thousands of firms that use us, but not every firm uses us, which means if you do use something like Lexicata, you're on the cutting edge of your colleagues, which means when they're like, inevitably, when people reach out and, you know, they have a case, they're reaching out to multiple parties. And if you can respond to them quickest and best, and create the best experience, there's almost no doubt that they're always going to choose you over another attorney, which means you're going to win more business at a higher conversion rate. So that's really cool. And then obviously you talked about integrations, Dave. We have tons of other integrations that do that. This is the first lead gen one that we've done, but we've done other things, like, for instance, Ruby Receptionist. And we have like 5 or 6 other ones, Back Office Betty's, Alert Communications, tons of all the A.S. Smith AI. We have tons of other answering services or virtual receptionists where same thing. If they take down the information or a message or a lead, it can pump into the Lexicata's lead inbox. Same thing with like web forms on your website. You can connect your website to Lexicata. So if someone fills out that contact form on your website, pumps into Lexicata. Same thing. If someone contacts you through your Facebook page, can pump into Lexicata. And lastly, things like live chat on your website. So there's tons of cool things. So the point is that all your entire funnel is all pumping into Lexicata. And then the only thing that's pumping out of Lexicata is the good stuff. And it's going to go quicker, faster, and better. So we're super pumped on this integration. I think this is going to be a game changer for your users. And honestly, maybe I'm overstating it, but I think this is going to be a game changer for the industry, because what clients or what the law firms need and require out of their tech companies, I think we're setting a whole new bar for what's out there.
Yeah. And, you know, we're going to be launching, you know, more of an in-depth training next week that is going to break down some of these features. But I mean, and it's hard to create a picture of like what this is going to look like and how it's really going to impact things for lawyers that, you know, are taking our leads or have other advertising sources. But it's so powerful when everything is going to be in one dashboard. The lead comes in, quick intake. The emails are already pre-written. In fact, I've been working with, you know, some of our attorneys on developing, you know, some nice, clean default template emails that we've refined and worked on. And those are already preloaded right in Lexicata. So, you know, you hit the button, you intake them, you make the phone call. Oh, so the email automatically goes out. They don't answer. You click another button. The next email goes out. Then it automatically
sets a reminder to call them again at whatever interval you want to call them again. Maybe it's the next day or whatever the best practice is that you're working in. And then that reminder comes in, you pop it up, you make the call, they don't answer, the email automatically goes out. And you can follow that system. And then let's say it's, you know, most of our attorneys get a hold of, you know, 7, 8, 9, 10, 9 out of the 10 leads they might get. But there's always those like one or two that they just, you know, never get a hold of within the first maybe 1, 2, 3 calls. And inevitably you get busy with, you know, all the new clients and so forth. Then that person can be transitioned, like Michael was saying, onto a drip list that now, you know, sends them, you know, content, and, you know, that can be pre-written or you can customize that and stay in touch with these people. And it's not even just the people you got a hold of. It's the people that you've talked to, you've met with, but they need time. And now you can automatically follow up with them. I mean, the impact on the conversion rate, the contact ratio, and, you know, just that ability to stay in touch is so key.
Yeah. And so there's two things with that. So one, you're 100% right, Dave, with like the conversion rate on like drip campaigns. Like we have that all the time. Like we get thousands of leads that come through Lexicata. Hey, I'm interested in the software. But you know what? One, they might find out the price is maybe not what they were, not that expensive, but maybe they're, you know, a solo who's just starting and they have no budget. And they're like, you know what? I'll come back to this later in 6 months. Or maybe they just like get an email from us saying, hey, thanks for reaching out to Lexicata. You know, here's a video of the product, yada, yada, yada. And maybe they're like, I just, you know, maybe it went, maybe they didn't get the email. Maybe they were too busy. But what we do, again, we use the drip. We send them into a drip campaign. And literally we have people that come back to us 6, 12, 18 months later. We just signed up a firm. It was like, it was, you know, I did it because they were, when I was still doing sales for the company, I had handled them at first. They'd been in our marketing funnel for 800 days. So literally like 2.5 years, they'd been in the funnel. You know how many times I touched them in the last like year and a half? Like once, because the system was doing it for me and it kept them in touch. And they were like, yeah, we were really impressed with the way that the system does it. And you really kept us engaged. And we were reading your blogs along the way and getting educated. And eventually we were like, we need this. So it's being there at the right time when they do it. So that's going to be a really important piece of how that works. And it's insanely valuable towards your conversion rate and an insanely valuable towards the client experience. As you know, Dave, the more educated the client is, they're just better off they're going to be.
Yeah, absolutely. And the more streamlined and how much they can, you know, inevitably, again, attorneys just get busy. They don't have the time to continuously necessarily consistently follow up with leads. And so if there's a system that can empower them to make sure that these things are getting done and the emails are going, I'll have to rewrite it. And then also when you get the person on the phone, you know, you can just say, okay, great. You know, go ahead and draft up a retainer agreement for you. Two clicks of a button as far as the amount. You click a button, it goes right to the person's email box. They click a button, they enroll. And then the next level is, you know, what I'd like, maybe what we can shine a light on here is Michael. So it makes the enrollment process so much easier. Like there isn't any friction in their ability to just sign up with you. And then you've got your law pay or your Clio payment set up that allows you just to take that payment and people can just transact right then and there without any friction right off their phone. Or if it's someone that's an older person or that doesn't necessarily work with, you know, the digital, when they come in, again, they can just kind of click a button on their computer and it's still really seamless. But then from there, then you have the integration with Clio. And maybe what we could do, Michael, is just kind of zoom out a little bit here and just talk about how this has created a streamline from, for the first time, as far as I'm aware of the legal industry, you know, from the legal marketing, you know, like where you have lead generation tied into, you know, essentially intake and CRM tied into practice management, tied into, you know, automated billing with Clio payments and how that's going to impact the industry.
So I think this is when I mentioned earlier, like, I think we're taking like the industry and the technology in the industry to like new heights. I wasn't exaggerating. And this is, I'm glad you mentioned this because this is something I wanted to talk about was, again, that integrated solution, right? So a big friction in the industry and other industries, not just law, has about been the softwares not being able to talk to each other, right? You have a lot of disjointed products. And in the 90s and early 2000s, there was a pervasive thought that like, I want everything in one place, right? Like Outlook should do everything for me. And what we've quickly realized is that humans are not capable of building everything well. right? Like, you know, what they say, a jack of all trades is an expert at nothing. Same thing. You ask your friend who's a general practitioner, is he going to be a better estate planning person than the person who only does estate plans? Of course not. Is he going to be a better DUI person than the person who only does DUI? Of course not. So it's become specialized. So as specializations have taken hold, right, like Apple doesn't build their own games and apps, they just build the platform that other people can build apps on. So that's kind of what we're doing, right? We're saying we're the best at intake. We're going to do this. Unbundled is the best at lead generation. They're going to do that. Clio is the best at practice management. They're going to do that. LawPay is the best at payments. They're going to do that. The problem with that is, and has been over the last 5 or 10 years, is that they all are different and separated and disjointed, which means it takes a little bit of extra effort to get them to like to be able to go through that process, right? While it might be frictionless for the client, it might be a little friction filled for the law firm, right? More admin time, harder operations to management. But now what we've done is we've connected all the pieces together. So now if you, let's say, use all these softwares, which I think are the top, like I'm going to name the top people. You know, these aren't necessarily my like top people, but I'm just saying, like, I think, you know, the industry has pretty much picked the top tools as the most popular. I should not say pick, the most popular. Unbundled. You buy a lead, you do that, right? Or WordPress website, you have a lead come through those things. Then it funnels to Lexicata. We're the number one client intake software and CRM. It pumps into us. So you do your marketing, you do your intake, you convert them into a client. You pump them into Clio. Clio is the number one case management software out there, at least the most popular cloud-based one. Then it goes into Clio. You do your case management, you manage the client, you finish the case, then you get paid through LawPay, which integrates with Clio. All of these, it's like an assembly line. It's like a perfect symbiotic relationship that's just like a waterfall of perfection that just falls into each other. And it's really just, it's absolutely mind-blowing that we can do this kind of stuff now. And it's really cool. And obviously, hopefully, there will be more softwares in the future that talk to each other. But since we're kind of like the top ones or the most popular, we have the resources to be able to do this and have the time to do it. But eventually, that's what it's going to be. You're going to be able to connect everything into everyone. But as it is right now, that perfect funnel of unbundled to Lexicata to Clio to LawPay, including things like Ruby Receptionist and other things thrown in between, it creates this perfect symbiotic relationship, which is, again, not only amazing for the client, but it's incredibly powerful for the law firm because they can do twice as much and half the amount of effort.
Well, yeah, and they don't have to duplicate and re-data enter or do, you know, repeat themselves. Like you were saying earlier, you know, that's, they used to be kind of like, you know, all different platforms, and you'd be using one over here for maybe your lead generation, get leads over here, and then you'd have to data enter them into your CRM, and then your sales CRM, and then once you convert them, then you'd have to like convert them in your data, enter them into practice management, and then you'd have to like, you know, manually run them on like on a different platform for your merchant. You'd have a merchant account over here, and so you'd have to process them over there, and then bring them. It was a mess. It was an absolute mess. Mm-hmm. Right? But now, okay, so like, go ahead if you're going to make a comment on that.
Well, I was going to say, and you screw up tons of crap along the way, excuse my French. Like, you know, we've had people that sent the bills to the wrong addresses, and we've even had that internally with our own organization when we didn't have integrated solutions, is we had some client information here and some client information here, and then one was updated or the other one wasn't. We send out this, and why are you sending this to me? I'm not a client anymore. Or I never was a client, or I'm a lead, and it just screws everything up. So yeah, that data entry is huge, and that's what a lot of people don't realize about our intake forms too. Is if you send a PDF to a client, they put it on paper, then you have a person manually putting stuff in. Obviously, there are going to be errors doing the data entry, and it's just time. But if you send out an intake form, the client can fill it out, and the system does the data entry for you. So theoretically, again, let's go through that symbiotic like waterfall that I was talking about. A lead comes in through Unbundled or your website, right? Pulls into Lexicata's lead inbox. You click one button, you can send them an email. You don't even have to do any like typing to get them in the system because they're already there. Then you click another button, send them an intake form. They can fill out their social security number, their email, all the stuff that you want from them. That gets pumped into Lexicata. You click another button, export to Clio. It pushes all that data to Clio. Then you click another button, pushes to QuickBooks. All that stuff goes to QuickBooks. Then you click another button, and it pushes to LawPay, and you can generate bills and all those types of things. So that's going to be the really powerful element, is you have like a consistent level of information throughout, and you literally potentially, besides having to draft a motion or an agreement or something like that, you potentially do not ever have to touch your keyboard ever again. And obviously, we as humans don't want to be completely replaced by computers, but we know that computers can do a way better better job than we can at being accurate with information.
Well, yeah, absolutely. And that same waterfall, you know, once that because that information, you validate it to be correct once. And every time you data enter, like you said, there's going to be human error. But, you know, once that lead's generated or you get it from the website, it goes into Lex and like Cicada, and then you look at it and make sure that data is correct and you verify with the client. Once it exports to Clio, it's going to go into the appropriate fields. You already know that that data is accurate. Like the name is correct, the social security number, the birthday. You only have to check that once because it's going to continue to flow down through that waterfall. And then finally, what we haven't really mentioned at this point is, you know, for example, Clio has document automation technology where that same data and information can auto-populate right into the same forms you do every day so that you don't have to recreate the wheel and redo legal work. It flows down into the actual legal work that you're providing and the documents you're getting out the door. And that ties right into what we've been talking about on this podcast for so long as far as, you know, being able to deliver document services maybe at a fixed flat rate and offering, you know, and getting that done very efficiently using whether it be Clio or even maybe a different system, but Clio has that document automation software where you can become so much more efficient because that data just flows right down. You don't have to repeat it anymore and you can get these things out the door so much faster and therefore be able to compete with all these other companies out there that are form service companies, like your LegalZooms or something like that. You know, LegalZooms and these other companies, they are a software company. That's what they're geared towards. But if attorneys have the same kind of technology in their back office that empowers them and enables them to be able to get these things done so efficiently and also get them out the door in the similar way that they could actually offer more affordable pricing, unbundled services, or other things that are competitive and have the relationship of a lawyer involved in the process every step of the way and be the counselor of law that so many people still are always going to want, always going to need. It really allows attorneys to compete in an industry of technology that, you know, that so many lawyers are afraid that they're going to get beat out by AI or some technology. People always want that relationship, but having these technical components covered so that you can be as efficient as another software company really is enabling attorneys now to stay on the cutting edge and compete with all these other companies.
Yeah, you know why we wrote. So a couple of things. So Aaron, I think my business partner Aaron George, he's like product genius, right? He just like, he knows what to build, he knows what to design, and he knows where the industry is heading. And one of the things I always talked about. So two things. One, he wrote a blog recently called Why the Future of a Law Firm or Why the Future Law Firm Will Be a Software Company. And that kind of touches exactly on what you were just saying is like, you know, we're going to hopefully we, meaning the tech community, are going to enable lawyers to perform their job at a higher level, not replace them. And that goes on to the next point, which is him and I both firmly believe, and it sounds like you too, Dave, firmly believe that law firms won't be replaced by software. They will be supplemented with software. And think about how much better life is going to be. Like, I went to law school. I knew what practicing was kind of like. I didn't love it. Part of the reason was so much admin bullcrap goes into it. Also, so much of your job is not actually practicing law. Some of which of it is just like talking to clients, drafting motions, doing like, you know, all this like administrative stuff. But imagine if you could like automate a document, like for instance, an engagement letter, like you can do on our platform. Imagine that you can automate an engagement letter, still legal agreement. So you still want a lawyer reviewing it, but you could do that in 10 seconds and just have the lawyer review it rather than having to take 20 minutes and the lawyer speed through it. I think the future is going to be not I want LegalZoom to draft my business agreement because it's $400. The future is going to be I want my lawyer to automate my agreement and review it for $400. Because theoretically, if you don't have to take the time to do it, all you have to do is go cross-check. You can make $400 on a thing that takes you 15 minutes when your otherwise billable rate is $300. So it's a win-win for everyone. The lawyers are making more money by doing less. They have more time to enjoy their life, be happier, consult the client. And the client's actually getting more for the same amount of money that we're spending computers to actually do the stuff for them because the time it takes a computer to do something is instant, but you still want that consultant, that lawyer, that trustworthy person to be able to check in on that for you. So that's really what we think the future is going to be, law firm software enabling law firms to operate more efficiently and more practically rather than lawyers and admin having to do all the work themselves. It's the same thing with like drivers and Uber, how they want to have automated and driverless Ubers. You're still going to get to the same place. It's just you're going to have to pay a lot less to do it, but the company is going to still make the same amount of money.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's certainly what we're also seeing as far as, you know, where the marketplace is going. You know, we've had it completely obviously flip over in the last 10 to 15 years where we used to have, you know, a minority of folks, you know, representing themselves. And now it's vastly the majority. And, you know, and for a lot of reasons, it's just, you know, simple affordability. And, you know, they just can't afford necessarily the old traditional way of paying up front. And so if attorneys can start to enable themselves with these types of technologies to become more streamlined and rethinking the business model in which they reach and offer more creative services to them, and they have the technology behind them to do so, it really allows them, you know, over these coming years as YouTube and the do-it-yourself type of, you know, information available on the internet, continue to offer products that can meet people's budget and deliver services quickly and efficiently and affordably to what's becoming an ever-expanding portion of the market.
Yeah. And for someone like myself, right? So like some people ask me, is like, you know, did you do this for altruistic reasons? I'm not a BS guy. Like I didn't start Lexicata because I wanted to make people feel good, right? Like obviously those are ancillary benefits. It's a business. But one of the cool things is we are allowing more affordable legal services. We work a lot with pro bono and low bono firms because we're enabling them to hit a segment of the market that they never were able to do. Like, for instance, lawyers like to take the time to be able to like review a lease for like a low income person to make sure they're not being taken advantage of in the terms of their lease. There's no way anyone could afford to do that kind of stuff, right? It's low pay, maybe spend $50, $100 to do it. But what we can do is we can say, instead of having to spend an hour intaking someone, it's going to take admin 4 minutes to intake someone, where the client can deliver all the message, all the information through the platform. And then instead of taking the hour plus the 10 minutes to review the lease to make sure there's nothing crazy in it, all they have to do is spend the 4 minutes on intake and the 10 minutes on this. And now suddenly that $50 or $100 project that was like not even conceivable, one for the client to afford it, two for the lawyer to even deliver it. Now that hour and 14 minute or 15 minute project now becomes a 15 minute project. And that $100 that you were charging now yields you $400 an hour instead of $75 an hour. So it's really cool to be able to see like these high volume, low value types of services that were not accessible to the average person. It's cool to be able to see those being able to delivered. And I'm not taking credit for it. It's not just Lexicata. It's people like Clio. It's people like Rocket Matters. People like any of these softwares out there that are allowing this. But it's really cool to be able to see a segment of the market that like LegalZoom has been able to capture because lawyers can't afford to do it. But we can do that now for them. So it really technology, you got to look at like how it's going to enable you to find different segments of the market. And what it will really allow some lawyers to do is target areas that no other lawyers are targeting in a corner of market and become really successful in that area.
Yeah. And of course, we've seen that, you know, with all the attorneys we're working with, especially in family law, immigration, you know, and you know, the competitor, you know, competitive lawyers offering, you know, retainer fee up front of $3,000 to $5,000 and you know, being able to very effectively offer starting payments of 500, 1,000, 1,500, and, you know, document services at similar rates. And in the past, you know, to deliver, you know, to prepare someone's documents, intake them, get an idea of what they're specifically needing help with, getting that into the forms, preparing that, delivering it to the client, having them print it out, sign it, and back and forth, might have taken 3, 4, 5 hours, right?
Yeah.
But nowadays, with you know, the instantaneous intake, you know, obviously the features that are not going to be available with Lex, you know, with us delivering the leads, and also the document automation system, now they can take that $500 service and they can probably get it done in maybe an hour, hour and a half. And so now when before, the only way they could have gotten something done for, say, $500 was to work at $100 an hour. Now, all of a sudden, they can do a flat rate document service out the door and see an effective rate of, you know, if it only takes them an hour, $500 an hour. Right. So like you said, you know, high volume, what used to be low value, now all of a sudden, high volume becomes high value.
Right? Yep. And not only that, but from a market. Yeah. And not only that, but from a marketing perspective, I think a lot of lawyers it's lost on them how annoying the billable hour is. One, a ton of admin time is spent like just tracking your time and all that kind of stuff. And two, it's a really just shitty experience for a client. They never know how much is going to be charged. It's like when we used to hop into a cab. And you would like I just took a cab in New York, right? And I took it out to my cousin's place in New Jersey. I was just there last week. And I took a cab. I don't know why, the Uber, I think I was like in a subway and I was in a hurry and I just got out. And I said, yo, I'm jumping in your cab. And I remember the anxiety I was feeling, right? Where like I would keep seeing the meter go up and up and up, and I had no idea how much it was going to cost to get there. And compare that experience to ordering an Uber and or a Lyft or whatever you're using, and knowing that it's going to cost you $23.54 to get to that destination. Even if it might even be more than what the cab would have charged you, you still like that peace of mind. Think about that for the client. Imagine if you could build your website and said $500 real estate transaction review, $1,000 business formation, $1,500 estate plan for a single people. The fact that you could tell people, and that's a huge selling point. Imagine two clients or a client's looking at two firms. One firm says, you know what? Your range is going to be $1,500 to $2,500. I don't know. It could be more. It could even go past $2,500. There's no guarantee. And then another firm says it's going to cost you $1,500. No matter how long it takes you, you won't get paid a penny more than that. Even if the floor is lower with the other firm, almost everyone's going to pick that flat fee because it's just a better experience. And then there's no squabbling over bills. There's no having to write off your billable hour because the client's upset. It's just a better thing for everyone. So that's what I really want to see the industry push towards, is a lot more flat fee. And the more predictable the timing is on all these transactions, the more you can dictate what that flat rate is. And, you know, you can not only make more money, but it's just a lot more pleasant of a practice experience that way. Not only for the client, but for the law firm. Like, the biggest pain in the ass of any business owner is having to deal with billing problems, right? And imagine if you threw those aside and you got everything paid up front and you didn't have to keep track of your hours. It's just a way more pleasant life to live.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's always going to be circumstances, certain type of cases where, you know, there's no real way to estimate, you know, and deliver things on a flat rate. But that's really, mm-hmm. you know, there's becoming less and less and less issues. And we've had just, you know, so many different examples of all different kinds of cases that, you know, attorneys on this podcast have been able to unbundle and work on a pay as you go basis and just do one phase at a time, flat rate for this up to this point. And then if, you know, if mm-hmm. it goes to trial, if you guys can't agree on a mediation, then I'll do the appearance for this. And if it goes to that, and, you know, in certain cases are more complicated. Sometimes you have to do the full representation, but anything that you're doing, whether it be within a flat rate model or in an hourly model, it can be done so much more efficiently. So that, but I certainly get what you're saying, Michael. Like, if it's this rate and the client knows that, then it, flat rates breed efficiency. Hourly rates breed, mm-hmm. you know, just, you know, whatever, however long it takes. You know, if I'm getting paid by the hour, yep. like. You know, where's
There's
the incentive?
No it's like, incentive it's like office to be space. Efficient.
Yep. You know, I get paid this hourly rate. If I, you know, hammer out a few more TPS reports, I don't see a number of the dime. Where's the motivation, right? Mm-hmm. Whereas if you take a mm-hmm. firm that deals really clearly on a lot of flat rates, whether it be, you know, for specific tasks on a bundle basis, or even they quote flat rates for like this case up to trial, for example, they, mm-hmm. their whole mindset is now, they're rewarded for finding ways to do things faster, more efficiently, getting them out the door, no waste of time, and just being on the cutting edge and enabling any system they can to get that done better, because that every single thing they can optimize is going to increase their margin. And that's what you want. You want an attorney that's that efficient and is rocking in that way.
Yeah. And I think, again, it goes back to the mentality of a business owner who runs a law firm versus a lawyer who runs a business, right? I think a lot of lawyers have the mentality, right? And one of my favorite things that didn't come from Mark Cuban, but I first heard him say it was, you know, pigs get fat, hogs get slaughtered, right? And I feel like a lot of lawyers try to act like hogs with the billable hour, because they're like, God forbid that I possibly, you know, underbill for something that I worked more for, like, God forbid. But you got to think about yourself as kind of like an insurance company, especially when you're dealing with flat fee agreements, right? Sometimes you're going to come out on the better side of the equation. Sometimes you won't. Like, there's some people who pay $1,000 a month or a year for car insurance, and they totaled a $30,000 car and got $30,000 in value. And then there's people like me who've been driving for 15 years and have never had an accident, and I paid a ton of money. That insurance company made a, like, you know, crap ton on me because I've never utilized the services. It's the same thing. Sometimes that flat fee agreement of $1,000 might take you an hour, and you just had a billable hour of an hour or $1,000. Insane. You killed it. And then sometimes that $1,000 agreement might take you 5 hours, and then you got $200 an hour. But you know what? It's average out to whatever it is. And that's part of the reason why data, and that's one of the things we haven't talked about at all, Dave, is going to be data. And why data is so important, having softwares like Lexicon and Clio and other people like that who will give you data sets and let you know what your conversion rate is, so you can effectively price your legal services. Too many attorneys just look at their friend and say, well, that guy's charging $300. I'm more experienced than him. I'm going to charge $350. Well, you don't necessarily need to charge just an amorphous number. You can charge based on what your numbers are. Like Lexicana, we don't just price our services, say, hey, we're just going to throw a number out there and then hopefully that's it. We look at what our margins are. We look at what we have to take home. We have to look at pay. And we set our number just slightly above that, right? So data is extremely important, and being able to use technology will give you that data on the back set that you can basically do. Like, you know, Jack Newton over at Clio, yeah. That was his keynote speech at Clio, was talking about data. I wrote an article for the ABA 2 years ago saying, like, you know, why lawyers are missing the most important things for the future. And it was just talking about data and how important it is to price your legal services using data and not just guessing and throwing crap at the wall and see it would stick. So those are really that's a cool ancillary benefit that a lot of people don't realize is when they adopt software, the software is going to provide data to be able to make better decisions as a whole for their business.
Yeah. I mean, it really sounds like the topic of maybe another conversation when we start to look at, you know, how data is going to impact the legal industry in years to come. That was what Jack talked about when we were Clio, of course. And there's so many takeaways where you just don't have to guess. Just takes out the guessing game of pricing, of the services you're going to offer, your marketplace, your demographic, what they can afford. I mean, there's just so much more. It just informs so much more about the way you can run your practice. So you don't have to guess. You know exactly what to do and really can start to optimize accordingly. So, you know, maybe there will be a round two soon at some point soon, but I really hope this has been just a really good, you know, dive in and hopefully stirred up a lot more ideas of ways in which attorneys can start thinking about, you know, how they can implement technology, how they can start creating systems, how they can be more efficient, how can they be a little more creative with the types of options they're offering. And then, of course, you know, this integration with Lexicana, we're excited about because it's certainly going to improve your contact rate and automate a lot of things that go into lead generation and then the intake and then down into practice management. I mean, we're really entering into a new area of the way, you know, attorneys are going to be empowered to really serve people more creatively, more efficiently. And so, Michael, I just really appreciate you coming on and sharing, you know, so many great ideas on not only the way Lexicana can empower attorneys to do that, but also how they can start to think about integrating technology in their office and how it can impact their practice.
Yeah, and I appreciate you having me. This is awesome. It was really cool to talk with you. One last thing I'll leave everyone with is, if you haven't looked it up, Google ABA study on client intake, right? So they did like a 2-part study about 6 months ago, and it's absolutely mind blowing how crappy the average law firm is at doing like sales. Basically, the main stat to know is that like more than 50% of law firms took 3 days or more to reply to a lead or a voicemail on their system. So as long as you are not as crappy as that, you'll do okay.
Yeah, that's something with every lawyer that comes on this podcast, you know, goes, if they weren't calling leads in real time or close to it initially, they learned by, you know, having a lot of clients say, hey, you know, I've already hired another attorney, you know, the hard way, that calling leads in real time and being really responsive and very dialed in the way that they reach out and stay consistently in contact as well with their clients can impact their bottom line.
Mm-hmm.
All right. So thanks again for all the insights, Michael, and for everyone else who's listening. I'm sure we appreciate your participation in the podcast. You'll be looking out for those of you that are providers with Unbundled Attorney. Be looking for those the launch emails coming out next week. What is the week of that?
20th.
Yeah, it's the week of the 19th, the 23rd. We'll be launching the integration and have some training videos and stuff. So be on the lookout for that. For those that haven't checked out Lexicana, check them out, lexicana.com. And we will certainly see you all in the next episode. Thanks so much for participating. For more information about how our lead generation services can help you grow your practice, visit our website at www.unbundledattorney.com. And if you're enjoying this podcast, please be sure to subscribe so you get each new episode as soon as it's available, and leave us a rating and review on iTunes. Once again, thanks for listening.